T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Good morning, everybody. We are getting ready for Packers-Niners. Although, I don't know how much more ready we can get from a fan perspective. We are ready to go. We're ready for this football game. You know, the bye week, we watch a lot of bad football. And, you know, honestly, hopefully we watch some bad football on Saturday night. Hopefully, like, the Bills and Chiefs ran up the score and got fat guy touchdowns, Packers can do the same. We'll see. Spread for this game, though, is the biggest of any of the four games left. And with a lot of injury questions on both sides, we'll see if that number changes. Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, there's a lot of guys. I think that one of the things I'm very excited about for a Packers run, and not just for this weekend, is that they're getting guys back. But are there some guys that, like, still aren't officially back and then moves have to be made? Because I need to see some of these transactions happen so that I know that they're going to be on the field on Saturday.
Well, yeah, you have until Saturday, really. It was, of course, like, Za'Darius Smith, he's still on IR. He can be activated at any point. He will be activated at any point. Whitney Mercer was the same thing. A lot of times they wait until the last minute because you can practice on IR, and so you have an extra body at practice. There's no reason to activate them right now. So I wouldn't lose any sleep over that.
What about, you know, obviously then they're going to need to release guys or put them on IR or do something with them. And then the one thing that we found out yesterday was that Kingsley Keke was waived. And now this is an interesting case because I don't know what to speculate here. He hasn't played the last 3 weeks, healthy scratch. Do we have any information about what happened there?
You know, one of those weeks was because of COVID-19. The other two were for personal reasons, and we really don't. It's impossible to speculate what those personal reasons are. But this is a guy that fell off the radar. He fell off the radar. And it did coincide, and this may just be complete coincidence, but it did coincide with Dean Lowry's rise. You know, this defensive line, it's as deep as it's been in some time because of Dean Lowry and the season that he's put together. For so long, the Packers have been looking for a number two next to Kenny Clark. Dean Lowry with 5 sacks, I think four or five PBUs at the line of scrimmage. He's been a really disruptive player. I mean, he's been someone that you've got to, you know, and he said it himself. A lot of his pass rushes, a lot of his production have come single covered. But if you're going to have Kenny Clark getting 2, sometimes 3 blockers, you've got to have a defensive lineman winning their one-on-ones, and Dean Lowry has won his one-on-one. So, again, don't know why Kingsley Keke's no longer here, but we do know that this defensive line is in pretty good shape because of Dean Lowry.
Yeah, Dean's been great this year. I mean, There's the Packers have had some guys on defense that, like, when they cut him, you never see him again. Like Nick Perry, Brad Jones. I thought Dean Lowry would end up being one of those guys. He's been playing well. Tyler Lancaster, too. We always make fun of these guys. They've been playing very well. They are getting reinforcements on the defense. Za'Darius that you mentioned, expecting Jair Alexander. And then the big question is, well, how much do they play? And I don't think, like with Z's case, I don't think he needs to play every snap. You put him out there for 20 snaps, I think that'll work on pass rush downs. Whitney Mercilus, if he gets out there. Jair, though, that seems to be like, if you're going to play Jair, you got to play Jair.
Yes and no. You know, you can have a rotation at corner, and they might, it might be best for them to have a rotation at corner if Jair Alexander's not ready to go 100% of the snaps. It's not the worst thing, you know, because of the makeup of this quarterback group, because they are so deep and talented. I thought it was, I don't know if you caught this part, but Aaron Rodgers was talking about the moment he found out that Devondre Campbell was joining him on the first team All-Pro list. And he said that Matt LaFleur was standing in the middle of the locker room and the team meeting room. And he said, there's three first team All-Pros, and Aaron Rodgers thinking, well, me, Devontae, that's obvious, right? Who's that third one? He's like, And his first thought was, could it be Rasul or Devondre Campbell? But just the fact that, like, those are the two names that Aaron Rodgers mentioned. Just the fact that a guy that was on the practice squad in October could even be fathomable that he might be an All-Pro. That's the type of player that Rasul Douglas has been on this team and what this team thinks of him and his play. It's pretty remarkable. So if you've got a guy like that, Eric Stokes has been an absolute gem of a first-round rookie. It's going to be interesting to see who plays the slot. I think in clear passing situations, you're going to see some Jair Alexander in the slot. Will they put him there for the nickel? I don't know. So it could be a rotation there.
You know, when you look at Devondre Campbell getting that honor, and then Rasul Douglas. I mean, those are the two names, and we heard so much this offseason about, you know, Rodgers and Gutekunst and all this stuff. If the Packers don't make the Super Bowl this year, you know, they're, you could look at Aaron Rodgers and say, oh my God, I mean, can you ever get yourself back? You could start to look at LaFleur, like what happens in these big games where it doesn't work for you. I think, like, Brian Gutekunst, I don't think there's anything that could happen in these games where you can say, like, Gutekunst deserves any blame. He's going to come out of this playoff either a hero or scot-free, because I just think that all these moves that he's made, that he signed an All-Pro, and the other guy could have been an All-Pro was a practice squad. So Goody's going to be looking up aces coming out of, no matter what happens.
It's a great point, you know, and I always go back to the last February when I asked Brian Gutekunst, I'll never forget this, what's the missing ingredient for this team that has been to two straight NFC championship games and hasn't been able to win them? And I'm thinking, like, there's something on the roster, right? Like, there's a piece. There's something that this team needs. Just one final piece to get over that last hurdle. And he said, just got to show up. Like, there is no – and it was the perfect answer. There is no missing roster piece. This is a Super Bowl roster. This is a Super Bowl winning roster. There is no reason for this team not to win the Super Bowl. They have all the pieces you need. They just have to show up. Brian Gutekunst can't make him do that for them. He's not playing. He puts the team together. Now it's up to the coaches and the players to show up and to be who they are. And they have to go do that. It's not enough to just be a Super Bowl roster. You have to play like a Super Bowl team. And that's something that Brian Gutekunst can't do for them. So, yeah, he's done his job. I mean, he's put together the Super Bowl team. They got to go do that.
Talking with Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. You look at who he was able to bring back. Aaron Jones is back. As we know, A.J. Dillon, his draft pick from a couple of years ago. They went and found Alan Lazard. Mercedes Lewis is stuck around. I'm trying to think of who, you know, we always like to do this. Devontae's obviously Devontae. But then who will be like that next guy? Who will be a guy that has a big game for the Packers? And I think there's a lot of options. You know, Cobb could come back in there and have a nice game. Lazard's been playing very well over the last month. Big Dog, they are trying so hard to get him a touchdown. They've been trying so hard. He always like falls down at the one. I kind of like Aaron Jones to have a big night. I think a lot of people were going to talk about the cold. We're going to talk about A.J. Dillon. I say let's not forget about what Aaron Jones can do for this backfield. I like him to have a big night.
I would agree. I want to say Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon together. Everyone's talking about this 49ers running game, and for good reason. That 49ers running game's got the perfect blend of Kyle Shanahan's scheme and some real pieces that execute at a high level with George Kittle as the eminent blocking tight end in the league, Kyle Yusuf as a lead fullback. It's a dangerous run game, right? But the Packers do have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the backfield. That's a really talented 1-2 punch, and it shouldn't be slept on. It shouldn't be forgotten there's no question the 49ers game plan is going to revolve around taking away Devontae Adams. That's going to be priority number one. So who steps up in that case? Well, I do think Alan Lazard could have a good game. He's been red hot down the stretch. He had a really good December. But I'll tell you, that Packers running game could be a big difference maker. Give this offense balance. Being able to stay on schedule down in distance, I do think it's going to be a good night for the run game.
I think that, you know, we talk about the teams that are left, and maybe the Niners are the worst matchup left for the Packers, but I still think the Packers, like you said, they have a Super Bowl winning roster. I think that everything is playing out how they want it to. They're getting guys back. It's going to be cold. It's at home. There's going to be fans. It's a Saturday night. They're going to be loud. I'm going to ask you for a prediction right now. I don't know if you've thought about it yet, and I normally don't ask you. I'm going with Packers, 35, 5 touchdowns to Niners, 35-22.
I don't know if you just heard me, but I just had an audible wow, and you said 35. That would be a big night. You're putting me on the spot. I haven't thought about it. Yeah, I want to take the Packers to win this game. They could absolutely lose this game. There's no question they could lose.
Oh, sure, they could lose it, but they won't.
This is not a show up and win.
Not at all. But they're gonna.
But I'm gonna take the Packers to win. I will say 28-20.
Okay, I'd be fine with that. I think one thing that they need to. Well, I mean, they're gonna win. I'd be fine with a win. I think one thing that we keep talking about, though, is in these playoff losses, they start so slow. Do they want to? I mean, we got to talk about everything in a playoff game. Do they want the ball first? Do they?
No.
Do they?
No.
They still want to kick it off to the Niners?
They defer for two reasons. One, I don't think they have to. But two, if you're Matt LaFleur and you've done something the same way all season, and it's gotten you to the one seed, and it's gotten you to be 13-4 and have home field advantage, and then you get to the playoffs, and all week you're talking about how you believe in this team, and you've changed course, you do something opposite that from what got you there, it is a terrible message to send if he does not defer. He's got to defer, and he will defer. Matt LaFleur is not going to be – he's not going to coach scared. But – You got to do it just from the mental psyche of the team, sending the right message. No question, he's got to defer.
Get the Niners on defense. Get the crowd loud. I saw a stat that the Packers' average starting position after a kickoff is the 23.5 yard line, which is worse than a touchback. So, yeah, you don't want to take the ball and then back yourself up. You kick that ball and maybe get the defense to make a stop. I feel good about it. I've felt good about it all week. We'll see how we feel on game day. Got the pregame show. I'm going to make sure your ringer's on. I'm going to bug you about an hour before kickoff, and we're going to see what happens, Woody.
Looking forward to it, Bart. We'll talk then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.